So one benefit of this, I went around, most of you were being pretty, one benefit you may not have thought of is you can get aware of this and sometimes realize what people are doing unconsciously too. By the way, great speakers you'll see doing this a lot. If you want to give yourself a, watch some really good speakers. Sunday morning TV preachers often are really good at marking things out with their bodies and language.
Was it Bill Clinton? He
did a lot. Bill Clinton was very good at it.
I was going to say, I had to present at a conference last year for work, and for a group of us who were presenters, we had a training. We had a communications company do a training where they actually showed hand gestures that will go with a specific like slide that we had or whatever, which I didn't realize was anchoring at the time. But it was basically a lot of things that were going from this state, where what you're doing now is wrong, to like here. This is right, and then integrating. So like there was a lot of cool gestures, which turned out to be anchoring.
That's very interesting. So, probably just some NLP whoever did that. You know, so if you think about things like sales, sometimes salespeople will do it naturally. Yeah, I noticed that you've told me that you've been working on a PC for a long time, and you've probably found that that is interesting. It has a lot of options on it. I don't know if you've seen the new Mac. Yeah, so you could stay in the past if you want. Your choice, not mine. But a lot of us want to move into the future, and I get that you're that kind of person. Well, notice where I'm putting them, too. Where's the PC?
Lower.
So all those things. So if you pay attention, sometimes you'll notice it. Most people do these kind of things. If they're really good, they'll do it unconsciously. But knowing it consciously can help you and also keep you from being manipulated by people who don't. Sometimes people are manipulative that don't mean to be because they're doing this without knowing it. They could be wonderful speakers and whatever, but it's helpful to be able to go meta and say, what's going on here, you know? Any comments, questions? The nice thing about this one, where do you think you could practice this?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere you have another human being. You can even do it in the mirror and anchor yourself, right? Tim, do you want to go here or do you want to go there? Probably, I haven't tried that, so I won't guarantee it'll work. But obviously, you can do this anytime you're in communication with anybody else. And just practice it gently. So, help get somebody in a good state, and anchor it. You go around doing a lot of public service this way. You get a surly waiter or waitress and their server, and you say, get them in a good state and anchor it. Wow, I love this place. I'm so lucky we got you as our server tonight. Instead of doing it with that as a motive, though, do it with the motive of getting him in a good state.
Yeah, husbands.
Your husband would be good.
Husbands should talk to wives like that.
Husbands should talk to wife like that. Well, vice versa. Okay. Yeah, Sebastian.
I don't know if we ever had it in one of the modules, but in doing a practice last week, Damon did a slipping and sliding
anchor.
That thing. So we did that. I just didn't know, and I forgot. And then, okay, so like, then, well, never mind.
Yes, you can use the sliding anchor. By the way, if you slide an anchor, usually it'll increase it. Like, you know, rheostat, like a light switch, you'd light up. So if you take a state and then move it up, try this. Just turn to somebody next to you in a minute. Sky, would you help me for a second? Let me demonstrate it. And just, you can try it as the way we end today. If you could move back so that everybody can see. Okay. But make an internal image of something that's attractive to you.
Okay.
Tell me what you've got.
I have to tell you?
Well.
Yes, okay.
This could be interesting. Yeah. Nah, don't tell me. But as long as you can see what it is, right? And notice how what it looks like and how bright it is.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've got it there.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? What do you think? What do you think? What happens here? Brightens up a bit, doesn't it? Now look at that picture. Mm. You can do it with your voice too. Mm. Thank you. I don't know what you're thinking. Class is over. Class is over. Yeah, Sebastian.
During the practice, Damon did that sliding. He also let me see a dial, and he combined all these things. Now, my question is, are we as modern people so conditioned to associate that with tuning up that we don't need these visual things before that? All we have to do is like do zip and things.
We'll try it with the partners.
Would you say that's enough to do that?
It's enough to brighten it. Well, try it with somebody else and see for yourself. The best learning is always behavioral. You know, I never trust anything if I can't have the inexperience somehow. So try it with a partner and see. So just pair up. And just make an image. Do it. Sky did. See something. See. Move your hand up slowly. Move it down. Notice what happens. Give it a try. Take a big breath. Kind of interesting. So how many of you noticed when you did that, wasn't just your finger, you lifted your body. So again, with the thinkers, you're doing more than one thing at a time. It's never just the touch. So in partial answer to your question, if I just do this, I don't know what that will do. It'll probably annoy people. But if I'm doing it congruently, then it's going to help. So if I say, it's going to make a difference. So I want to elevate, lift my voice, lift my body, and have it somehow mean something to the person. That answer your question?
Oh, yeah.
Often, if you get something in experience, too, it'll answer the question you have.
Well, in response to Sebastian, what I was doing was I was using imaginary sort of dials and things like that in order to establish the anchor. Once I established the anchor, I had a good, solid, kinesthetic anchor, then I would slide it. The sliding wasn't with the visuals. The visuals was just a way to make sure that I was establishing a very strong anchor.
Ah. Interesting. Sometimes you can imagine you have a knob, you know, turn it up. You get tired. Okay, any final comments, questions for today? So we'll carry on tomorrow. We'll do the swish and then we'll get into meta programs. I think you're going to find it fascinating. So in closing, smile. Now take that smile and make it brighter and bigger. Ooh. Now make it, move it away, and as it move it, let it go into the distance, but as it does, make it bigger and brighter. And you know what the Big Bang was, and it's going to coalesce. And drive safely. The roads were still probably damp. And responsibly.
The roads are nice and clean,
they won't be slippery anymore. No, they... And... You want to drive responsibly. Have a good evening.